The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's another radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We're glad you're here. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Thank you for listening today. I'm Joe Galewski. Bridget's here today. Reach Dr. Mike on the phone anytime you like by calling this number, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. You can email your questions or comments to udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, and you may listen to us. An alternate way to listen to us, I shouldn't say it's an alternate way, it's a great way to listen to us on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what's called the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. That's a special news and update section that you can customize. So download it, download the app, or use it on your computer, on the web. If you're on your computer, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And if I haven't said it again, thanks a lot for listening today. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen.
Hello, Joe.
Tell us about our guest.
There's a great set of stories this week, just great medical information this week, and a sensational guest.
Yeah, tell us about the guest. Who's joining us at 35 minutes after the hour?
Well, the guest is Matthew Hertenstein. And I may be mispronouncing it, but he's written a sensational book called The Tell, T-E-L-L, The Little Clues That Reveal Big Truths About Who We Are, such as, how do you choose your mate? What is it that gets you to choose your mate? What is it that makes men attractive or women attractive? Why are meetings, we're going to ask him this question, in fact, why are in-person meetings so important? We'll find out a lot about what he says and what the science says about why first impressions really do matter.
Like, how can you be better at telling if somebody's lying to you or not, right? They always say it's in the eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm on, as you know, I'm away from Cleveland today. So I'm on location in sunny city, Joe, and I won't tell you that I'm near a golf course to make you envious, but I am.
Well, good for you. I'm happy for you. I'm winking my eye. Even Bridget's someplace away from our friendly studios, too, right? You're someplace else?
Yeah. I'm closer to Sonar now. I'm in Florida.
Oh, I'm happy for you, too.
Thank you. I can feel your positive energy.
One of our big stations is in Tampa.
Yep.
And so that's real near where Bridget is.
So maybe I'll have a really clear signal tonight.
Just want to let you know I went to a famous, well-known, successful steakhouse here last night in Syracuse and had salmon. How about that?
Wow, that's third time in a row?
Yeah, I just can't eat steak at a steakhouse anymore. Something about it. I just prefer to have the fish, and it's done pretty well, so.
And it does taste great, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've liked it all along. What are some of there's some ways to eat fresh during the winter? One of the stories we have on the sheet here today: four ways to eat fresh during the winter. What's that all about?
Bridge, I'm going to let you take that one.
Okay. So it can be difficult in places like Cleveland to eat fresh during the winter. So the best way that you can do it is to take produce when it's in season in the summer and freeze it. Buy it in bulk and then freeze it. Dry freeze in your freezer so that you can eat it at peak nutritional value all year round. And that's the main way that I do it.
Okay.
And the other, of course, there are two other ways that I like. One is there are always things that are in season. So right now you can get citrus from Florida or California. And the other, so buy things that are in season, tangerines, lemons, oranges, grapefruit, etc. The second way of them, pears actually, too. The second way that I like, in addition to Bridget's way, is to actually buy frozen berries at the store. So buying frozen, they have kept more nutritional value often than carting them, than they have when you cart them across the country. So that's one great way of, in fact, doing it, is buying berries frozen, and you can buy them. I buy them at some of the big box stores, and they're really excellent, and they're really low price.
And another option is to join a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, and they'll be providing local fresh produce from the farms that they're affiliated with year-round. So that would be also a good way of even just knowing which foods are in season, because the CSA usually has them in stock.
What is that again? CSA? Those are the letters?
Yeah. It stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
Okay, all right.
So you can, even if you just look up CSAs near you, they usually deliver the produce to a parking lot at a local church or something, and then you can go and pick it up every week, and then you have fresh produce that's from local farms within the area.
What are microgreens? Go ahead, Mike.
I should say we even do that at the Cleveland Clinic at a number of our family health centers. We have CSA year-round, and there are some winter vegetables, fruits, and root vegetables, et cetera, that or even grown inside in a greenhouse that are delivered during CSA year-round.
It's a great way to know that you're going to have more nutritional value, but also that you're supporting local farms in your area.
What are microgreens, and should we be eating microgreens? Anybody?
Microgreens are the small leaves, often in early beet formation, or parsley is another one. So they're small leaves that usually contain maybe 2 to 4 times the nutritional value as large ones. So parsley is a great example of something that's small, that's green, and that is just enjoyable as heck to eat, because you get a lot of the good nutrients with it. So that's one of the choices, if you will.
How about this story before the break? We'll go to some other top medical stories of the week. The connection between eating an apple and heart attacks.
Well, this is a very interesting one. So on the Christmas issue of the British Medical Journal, they always do things that are pop culture. And I don't know if we're going to have enough. Oh, yeah, we'll have enough time to get this in. And the pop culture this year was, instead of taking a statin drug, what happens if everyone in Great Britain over the age of 18 ate an apple a day? What would that do? And eating an apple a day would have the same effect at decreasing heart attacks and strokes as all the people who were indicated for taking a statins would do that. Now, it's assumed, the authors assumed that 70% of the people will continue with a statin. That is, there's a 30% dropout rate with medications. And they assumed there was a 30% dropout rate with the apple. So they gave equal weight to both, and they said an apple a day, based on the data they have, will have as great a benefit as having a statin for those people it's indicated for in the new guidelines that were out last week that we talked about, or last couple weeks ago, that we talked about on the show.
All right, we'll be back with some of the other top medical stories of the week coming up. After the break, don't forget our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. He's an associate professor of psychology, and his book is called The Tell, The Little Clues That Reveal Big Truths About Who We Are. 877-711-5211 on the telephone, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up after the break, if you're pre-diabetic, how many steps a day could possibly cut your heart attack risk? And black women are losing less weight than white women on the same diet. We'll explain that, or Mike will explain more about that. And some of the top supermarket trends that are coming up in 2014. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This is Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.